We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Yontif, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Dalad. V'ze bechinas ha'chilek shebein Shabbos v'Yontif. Based on what we've been learning now, we could understand the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Ki kol ha'malochoi shekulim b'lametes malochoi tzrichin lekatshon bebechinas melechas ha'mishkon. Because all the different kinds of work that we do, which are included under the umbrella term the 39 acts of work, a Jew has to try to elevate them and sanctify them to the level of Meleches HaMishkon, that his work should be like building the Mishkon. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Hani Lametes Meleches MiMishkon Gamrinam, that the 39 acts of work we learn out from the Mishkon, the different types of work that were done in the Mishkon. Because all these types of work were introduced to the world through this, because of the sin of Adam Arishin. Sheoz nigzar bezeya sapecho toich alechem ad shufcho el ho'adomo ki oforato. That's when Hashem gave the decree that with great toil you will earn a livelihood until you return to the earth, because you are earth, you come from earth, etc. Ki kol hayegiois shel hamalochois bishvil birur hoachilav aparnoso bebchinas kol amal odom lefiu. Because all the work, the struggle and work that we do is in order to refine our eating, our parnoso, as the pasuk says, kol amal odom lefiu. All of our labor is for our mouth. Ki hoachilo mechaber hanefesh vaguf. Shehem bechlal bebchinas koyach hamachriach vekoyach hamoishich, because food, eating, is what unites the body and the soul, which are basically the concept of the soul is the concept of the koyach hamoishich, and the body is the koyach hamachriach. Ki hanefesh nimshecho tomid l'sharosho, because the soul is always drawn to its root, to its source. It came down to this world by force, in a sense. Hashem placed it inside a body, which has an opposing force inside of it. It forces the guf to remain inside it. And Hashem's intention in doing this was for good, to complete his wonderful work, his incredible work, through this shirach between body and neshama. And the main union between the body and soul is through eating, bebchinas umafli laasois, as we say in the bracha, when we complete the process of eating, after a person removes the waste matter from their body, we make the bracha asher yotzar, which concludes with the words umafli laasois. Ke'en shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi Kodesh explains on those words, shekoisher, that kavyochel Hashem unites and ties together spiritual and physical, etc. Alkein tzorich shetia hu achilo bigdusha ba'oifin sheyia hakoil b'mishkal nifla. Therefore, a person has to see to it to eat with holiness, that their eating should be calculated and measured in a wondrous way, sheyisnagu beiz hakoiches and alkoroi, so that these two forces should work together in harmony, the body and the neshama. This is the concept of the pigam of Odom and Chav eating from the Eitz Hadas. She'ochal achilo shal yidei ze ein yecholen leskashir ulesnai koroi shnei akoichesnal, whereby the Odom Rishon ate a type of eating which did not allow these two to bond together properly and to work together in harmony. And this is what introduced death into the world. This is what created the situation where man has to die. And that's when Hashem decreed that man would have to struggle with the 39 acts of work. all of them represent refinements. Levarer ulesaken hamaychol beumnes nifla, boifin sheyuchel akashu lahanig beiz hakoyches anal b'mida b'mishkol karoi, whereby through the act of working and earning a livelihood and purchasing food and eating, a person has the ability to attach these two forces properly, the body and the soul, so that what the person needs to accomplish in this world should be completed properly. This is why we learn out these 39 acts of work from the Mishkan. Because in the Mishkan was where the Koyach HaMoshech was 100% proper. You know, it was Beseder. Ve'ikra tikun hu Shabbos. And the main tikun is Shabbos. She'oz shovin hakoil le'mekoimam u'menuchosam. That's when everything returns to its proper place and to its rest. Bebechinas menuchas shalva v'hashkeit v'ovetach, a secure, peaceful type of rest. V'alkein oz betelin kol ha'malochis, and that's why on Shabbos all work is eliminated. Aval b'yontif yesh boi melecha seichel nefesh, whereas on yontif there's a little bit work that we do, which is melecha that's directly connected to our eating, baking, cooking, things like that. Ki oz hu rak bechinas mikro koidesh veloy koidesh biatzmoy kemuva bekavonis. Because Shabbos is different from Yontif in that on Shabbos, Shabbos is called Shabbos koidesh. Shabbos is holy. Yontif is called mikro koidesh, which is not exactly koidesh, as the Arizal explains. V'alkein adayin tzrichin eze birur somuch legmar ha'maychol. And that's why on Yontif we still require some of the refinement process, specifically that which is closest to our eating, right before we eat, whether it's baking the thing or cooking the thing, etc. Aval shar melachos harachokim, whereas the other types of work, which are further away from the eating process, are forbidden on Yontif. Kishom koyach hamachriach mizgaber b'yoyser, machmas sharochoik adayin mi'atachlis. Because in those kinds of work that are not directly related to eating, there the koyach hamachriach is stronger because those kinds of work are further away from the goal. Ki hamasumatn v'hamalochos larviach momin leparnosa v'hamomin mis exact. I'm sorry. Ki hamasumatn v'hamalochos, because the purpose of business and work, doing business and working, is laharviach momoin leparnosa, to earn money for a livelihood. V'hamomoin misitra detzofoin, and we know that money comes from the north side, north, which is synonymous with left. When a person is facing east, as we usually picture a Jew, that ponim is to Mizrach, so north is on your left. Shemishom ikra bechinas koyach hamachriach, and that's the source of the koyach hamachriach, that left side. V'alkein ikra hatikun tzdoko l'aniyim hagunim. And this is why the main tikun of money is giving charity to worthy poor people, bechinas ofor, who are in the category of ofor. They're in a lowly state. She'oz nimshach miyad l'koyach hamoshech, because then he immediately feeds energy to the koyach hamoshech. And Rav Nosson Zalayed say, v'chol ze tzorach biradayim. This requires, what we just said, requires clarification and explanation. Paragraph A. V'ze b'chinas b'korvosom lefnei Hashem v'yamusu. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand one of the most unusual episodes in the Torah, where the sons of Aharon HaKohen, who were very great tzaddikim, and at one point, in an attempt to come close to Hashem, in an attempt to bring the Ktoiras offering, they died. Ki koyach hamoshech biatzmoy, beli koyach hamachriach klal, hu pegam. Because if a person wants only koyach hamoshech, without koyach hamachriach, in this world, that's a pegam, that's wrong, that won't work. Ki yefsher ligmoir haumnus, it's impossible to finish the craftsmanship that Hashem wanted to accomplish in this world without both of them together. And therefore, v'lam aloi chayim. Why should a person live? Ki ikar hachayim al yedei shnei hakoychos yachad kanal. Because as we explained earlier, life in this physical world is only through both of these forces working together, the koyach hamoyshech and the koyach hamachriach. V'yalkein nismach lazeh avoidas yom kippur. And this is why right near where the Torah discusses the passing away of the sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav and Avihu, achrei mois shnei b'nei Aaron, b'kor vasam b'fnei Hashem v'yamusu, right there the Torah goes into discussing the avoida of Yom Kippur. Shezeh ikar niflois omnus anal. I'm sorry. She'oz avoinois nishapchen lezachuyos. Yom Kippur is such a special day when it's possible to have all of our sins converted to mitzvahs, to merits. Shezeh ikar niflois omnus anal. That's the peak of the success of Hashem's plan, of Hashem's work in this world. And the way that this was accomplished, the way that this forgiveness of sins and this being able to even change sins into mitzvahs was accomplished by the Kohen Gadol going into the Holy of Holies, the place which has the holiest earth, Tachlis hanekuda kedoshe shel ha'ofor, sheshom ikar koyach ha'moshech, the place on earth which is the holiest, which means the essence of koyach ha'moshech, the highest koyach ha'moshech in this world, the kodesh hakadoshim in the Beis Hamikdash. V'alkein tzrichin lehisanois b'yom kippurim, and that's why we're required to fast on Yom Kippur, ki oz hisgabrus koyach ha'moshech, because Yom Kippur is a time when the koyach ha-moshech is extra strong, extra powerful. When that's the one day a year that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the place of a major concentration of koyach ha-moshech. V'oz ikar tikkun chet ve'egel. And that's when we're able to achieve the highest degree of correcting of the pigam of the egel, the golden calf. V'oz nitztavu ha-melechas ha-mishkon, and that's when the Jews were instructed about the work of doing the work in the Mishkan. V'alkein tzrichim le'choil koidem be'erev Yom Kippur kedei la'asos kli, and this is why there's a mitzvah to eat on erev Yom Kippur in order to create a vessel. Because we said in order for these kalim to be created, it requires a combination of koyach ha-moshech and koyach ha-machriach. Ki tzrichin lahamshech koyach ha-machriach digdusha, kedei sheyuchal lifoil pulas umanusoi b'shleimus b'yom ha-kippurim, shenasa yidei shnei ha-koychos yachad daiko. We have to activate the koyach ha-machriach. We have to feed the body well on erev Yom Kippur, with the body which we said is koyach ha-machriach, so that on Yom Kippur, both the body and soul, the koyach ha-machriach and koyach ha-moshech, will work together to accomplish the ultimate goal, the forgiveness of sins, etc. Ki afilu b'shleimus ha-kedusha tzrichin rotzui v'shoiv. Because we know that even in the highest levels of kedusha in this world, it requires going up and coming back down, rotzui v'shoiv. Which is comparable to the concept of Moishech and Machriach. And with this we could understand the important warning that Hashem gave the Jews at Matan Torah when he said, everybody, watch out. Don't let nobody go up that mountain. Don't you dare told Moshe Rabbeinu, put a fence around the mountain, because Chas v'Shalom, any Jew will try to go up the mountain when they're not supposed to, and they'll be killed in the process. Shehu b'china shnei koyach esanal. This is another example of these two forces, koyach ha-moshech, Hashem coming down on Har Sinai, and a tremendous revelation of light, and on the other hand, koyach ha-machriach, you know, that a holding back. V'alkein hoyo ha-kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim machlif kama pa'amim in big day zov l'big day lavan v'chulu. And this is why we find that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur changed his clothing many times. He switched from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lavan, Big Day Lavan back to Big Day Zov, back and forth. כדי שלא יגביר כוח המושך ביוסר מדי. So that there shouldn't be too much כוח המושך. ואוז, כשמסנגים כתיקונוי, and then when a person conducts himself properly, נספחין הועבוינויס לזכויויס. Then they succeed in completing the תשובה process, in having a complete forgiveness of sins, to the point where the Averois could get converted to mitzvahs. כי דייקה על ידי זה נגמר האומנוס הנפלא של כל התיקונים. Because it's specifically through the harmony, through the coordination between the כוח המושך and מכריח, that's what completes the keli, the wondrous keli, and that's what helps all the important tikkunim take place. As we mentioned earlier, kemuvan heita binyan amoshel, as we gave explained in the moshel of the watch, the clock that we spoke about earlier. In the story of Notov and Aviyu, we'll see if Rav Nosson Zal will mention it again later, but there the problem with Notov and Aviyu was that they refused to get married. They didn't get married because they felt that they were so high, on such a high level, and they understood that getting married would be a yerida. It would hold them back. And they thought that what Hashem wants is for them to go up, up, up like rocket ships. And this is where there was a mistake. Because in order for a person to be zeicha to enter into the highest levels of Kiddusha, he needs this koyach hamachriach also. He needs the anchor. He needs the wife. In just about all cases, there are some very rare exceptions, but in just about all cases, for us, this is the standard.